Thanks, Don. Good morning, everyone. Governor Daniels says he is at peace with his decision not to seek the Republican nomination for president. On NBC's Meet the Press Sunday, Daniels said he sees good people with a lot of character in the field and that he believes some have the right skills to be president and ability to make the tough calls to start to fix the economy.
The best candidate, the one people are searching for, will be one who speaks specifically and candidly about what we ought to do about it. We don't need to bash the president. The failure of what he's done, the misdirection of this country, is pretty obvious to us all. So let's talk about the important question: what do we do now? And I think maybe one of the existing fields is going to emerge as the person who speaks most affirmatively and appealingly in that way.
Federal cuts in funds used for job training programs are forcing Indiana workforce agencies to scale back their hours and train fewer workers. The state share of Federal Workforce Investment Act funds fell $11.3 million in the fiscal year that began July 1st. The 18% drop is compounded by the disappearance of federal stimulus money. In Indiana, the unemployment rate was up a tick in July to 8.5%. On WFYI's No Limits show last week, we revisited our topic from 1 year ago, jobs in the economy. Marion Mayor Wayne Siebold joined us then and now and says his city is holding its own, but a focus needs to be on motivating people who have had the most trouble finding jobs.
And I keep bringing this up. When you get people who have been on unemployment for a long time, it's hard to get them back into the workforce. And as those things, you know, people go to work and then they leave and then they go somewhere else and they leave. And we're seeing when people have been on unemployment for a long time, it's you got to get a hold of them and get them back into the mode of working. And sometimes that's a difficult thing.
Ahead this Thursday at noon on No Limits, we'll look at Indiana's homegrown food movement, urban gardening, and some upcoming Grow Local-related festivals. A defense technology contractor plans on expanding its southern Indiana operations and add as many as 60 jobs in the next couple of years. Next Wave Systems says it will improve its facilities and software systems at its Bloomington offices. The company designs mapping and imagery software for use by the nearby Crane Naval Surface Warfare Center and other Defense Department agencies. Services were held over the weekend for 49-year-old Glenn Goodrich of Indianapolis, one of the six people killed in the State Fair stage collapse. Goodrich was described as a man who always had a smile on his face and a twinkle in his eye. He was married with two children. The sixth victim died Friday, 22-year-old Jennifer Haskell, who was about to begin her senior year at Ball State University. Donations for family members continue to come into the Victims' Remembrance Fund, and the Central Indiana Community Foundation is expected to update the numbers on the fund this week. And authorities in northern Indiana say three people have been killed this morning in a house fire in Elkhart. Investigators say some neighbors reported hearing an explosion about the time the fire started. WFYI weather today and tomorrow sunny with highs near 83. Tonight mostly clear, low 59. Wednesday partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 90. Mostly sunny on Thursday with a high of 87. And Friday and Saturday sunny with highs near 86. Right now we have fair skies, 61 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allset.
All right. Thank you, Sharon. 7:34. In sports, Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay tweeted yesterday that he's in Brett Favre's hometown of Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Irsay's reportedly shopping for an experienced temporary quarterback for the Colts until Peyton Manning is fully healed from neck surgery. Favre retired in the offseason. After